Welcome to the Flyover Ministry Podcast, a practical youth ministry podcast for small church leaders by small church leaders. We are grateful that you have joined us for our journey through ministry-related topics that we hope help equip and encourage you as you serve Jesus wherever you are.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Dan.
And I'm Jordan.
And this is the end of season three of Flyover Ministry Podcast. Notice I didn't say the end of Flyover Ministry Podcast, unless it is. Jordan, are you quitting?
I guess we'll find out if we don't do any more.
Spoiler alert for season four as we enter into coming to the end of three calendar years of just talking. Surprising nobody. Jordan and Dan like to talk.
And still maintaining people listening all this time.
Somehow, by the grace of God, and having people find some use to this.
Hopefully, yeah.
It is good to talk about just ministry with you, Jordan. Just even if it's just catching up and debriefing and reminding ourselves of things that we should be pursuing personally. But
Do you ever feel like a poser?
No, I'm fully confident and self-aware. Do you feel like a poser?
Yeah, totally. Like, there's times when we talk through things and I'm like, oh, these are really good ideas. I should actually do them.
Definitely topics like when we were going through the cults, where it's the, I am way out of my depth here. Like, this is...
Yeah, those are fun. Although, I did even, I'll confess, I went back yesterday and... did some listening with Tim Barnett, and youth group last night was some Red Pen Logic kind of built off of that episode. So that was kind of fun.
That's great.
There's some practical things we can get from it, even when you do it yourself. So
I am proud of all of our episodes that we produce and make, but those ones were especially like, yeah, I feel really good about these.
Yeah, Tim was great.
Love that. Tim, I don't think Tim listens to this though, but.
Love to have you back.
As we talk about all of this, Jordan hinted at this in our last episode last week, but we are looking at the end of summer here as we come to the end of August, and just recognizing the work that God was able to do through our youth ministries and our churches and whatever it is that you're working on this summer. I know some of our groups take these summer months off, or they take a little bit of a break. But as you get cranking up into a new school year, your students are probably practicing for sports and activities. They're probably coming to the end of practice and maybe even just thinking of games here in Minnesota. They might actually be, let me see here. Yeah, they might actually be gearing up for their first game here the Friday after this is published. So go Rockets, go Arrows, go Otters, go... Bulldogs. I'm trying to think of all of our mascots.
Sure.
But
yeah, we had official kickoff to practice this week, so this is Tuesday for us recording here, and then the girls tennis team that I'm helping with has their first match next week. So
what is the mascot for your school?
Westwood Patriots. And then the Ishpeming Hematites. So the Hematites, they're the only school in the
people
country.
Group of the Bible?
The Hittites. The Hematites, like Hematite is a kind of stone that's like an ore in the ground that they mine up here. So there's some iron. But it's, if you are like looking through a rock bin, it can be magnetized, I believe. And it's like a very shiny, deep silver kind of stone.
Ooh.
It's polished. So it's pretty. But yeah, the only school in the nation with Hematites as their mascot, which they don't have like a rock. It's just like a crest kind of a thing, I think.
All right. So that's weird, but not surprising that it's the only one that of that mascot. It doesn't exactly strike fear in my heart. Like, well, oh, who are you playing it tonight? Oh, the Hematites.
The theme song is We Will Rock You. So.
Oh, of course it is.
Actually, it's not, but it's very appropriate if it was.
I'm wondering how you're going to segue into the topic here as we build off successes of summer, but
this
I'm just
easy.
Going to...
Like, you Come know, on. Sometimes you've had, like, this really great stand-up routine, and you wonder, like, okay, what can I do next? What possibly could be after this? And then all of a sudden you turn a corner, and you're like, hey, I've got new people who haven't heard me before. And you spring off into a new season of bringing joy into people's hearts through humor that is funny, even though people might not agree with you. Yeah, so similarly, we can look at finishing up one cool season of ministry and launch into the next one. And I think one critical point as we're thinking about building off the successes of summer is how do we not lose the gains that we got over the summer within our student group?
Yeah. So as you prepare for the upcoming school year, Jordan, do you take some time with your youth group at the end of the summer to kind of, I suppose debrief is the best word that comes to my mind, but do you debrief with your students, with your leaders at the end of the summer?
We haven't done like a whole youth group thing, but I have lately with my youth leadership team, kind of processed that a little bit, maybe not a debrief as much as like a intentional shift to what's next. And I've kind of tried to make this a hard thing in our calendar. So August is the hard end of one ministry season, the preparation for a launch of a new year. So, for example, you could have students that graduated fifth grade and are ready to come into sixth grade. They're old enough and they say, hey, can I join youth group this summer? I tend to say, no, you'll be able to come this fall, you know, for consistency's sake. And some people might think like that's kind of difficult, but I don't want to hush people away. But I also want to be intentional about the welcoming of a new group. And I'd rather have that happen all at once instead of kind of piecemeal. But in this time with my youth leadership team, we're talking about, okay, so we've got a student who's graduating and moving on. Want to bless them. We've got incoming students. Who have they identified as next year's leaders? And how can we start to kind of cultivate that? And what have we seen over this last year in our students? What's gone well? What can we improve? What would be some teachings that they'd be interested in covering and stuff like that? Not to necessarily say they dictate the schedule, but I definitely take that into consideration as I contemplate what the next year is going to cover. So not quite the debrief, but as far as the concept of building off the success of the summer, this year in particular, I feel like was a little bit unique. And I'll say this, I am not someone who thinks that I'm very strong in identifying the giftings of other people. Because there's some people who are just amazingly gifted at certain areas. Like they could be so great at delicate work of some sort, like fine, detailed painting. And I'd probably be the one that's like, hey, could you swing this jackhammer for me or sledgehammer? Kind of, you know, that's sometimes how I feel I operate. But this past year, there were a couple of different students in particular that really revealed specific leadership qualities. And so having had that happen this year and seeing it, now as I'm going into the next year, it's creating an opportunity to intentionally pursue those students and to say, hey, I want to see how you can utilize that and how we can grow you in this particular area this next year. And some of that's through the youth leadership team, encouraging them to participate and apply. And other areas could be, just see how they can handle the group setting too. So cool stuff that I'm looking forward to what happened in the summer then leading into impacting the ministry that's to come.
Yeah. I feel like September is a pretty clean slate, like to start fresh, to look at who you have been and what you've been working on the last year, and also to prepare and start building things. So talking with students, absolutely, to see like graduating seniors, what were things you appreciated? What are things that you are looking forward to or anxious about as you transition into college or whatever that might be, if you're they're sticking around. We've got a lot of college students or college age students that stick around for either online school or taking some years off while they try to figure out what they want to do. But also to talk about that sort of thing with our parents, especially as we ramp up for confirmation. Why is it important for your kids to go through confirmation? This is a lot of work. What are you hoping your kids learn? How do we as a church help you as parents in the disciple-making process here? So to have those conversations and even to ask the parents, like, as a youth ministry, we're here to help you disciple your kids. Like, we're not exactly specialists that you can just pass this off to, but we do want to help you here as best as we can. So what are some ways that would be the most receptive for you as a family to receive help on? Like, what are things that we should start already planning and building into our schedule where, you know, talking with some parents even this year, you know, we used to do these trips down to Feed My Starving Children in the cities, just for some mission outreach kind of focused trips. It'd be great if we could do that again, because I think it's important for my kids to see that ministry is larger than just our zip code up here. You know, that's great. And I appreciated that feedback. And I'm trying to figure out a time where we can make those kind of trips to say, this is more than just one thing to add to your calendar. This is something, and here's why we're trying to prioritize this. This will be a fun event, but this is also going to be a little bit of work and a little bit of investment from you. But I want to be busy with the things our family wants me to be busy with, right? Because I have all sorts of ideas that I think would be great, but our ministry isn't full of Dan Herners. Praise the Lord, somebody said out there. But our youth ministry is a lot bigger than just me. And I want to make sure that we're all hauling in the same direction together and not necessarily rowing in opposite directions.
Yeah. One thing that I would also point to, as August tends to be kind of this weird place of transition, and maybe this is a little bit late to be hearing this, but tuck it in the hat for next year. This is also an important time for you as a leader to kind of pause and to reflect yourself, and maybe with your leadership team too, exploring like, okay, so we had this last year. We felt like then that the Lord was leading us to focus on this area. Has that changed? You know, are we called to now like explore this new area of ministry within the congregation? Whereas last year was all about discipleship. Maybe are we focusing on worship this year? Is God doing something in our group? And taking the time to really pray about that can be really significant, because having that direction for the next year, not only does it bring clarity, like we have talked about knowing why you're doing what you're doing all the time. It's probably getting to be like, oh, here we go again. They're saying that again. But that can really be informative in putting together a cohesive year for the students and having them be on the same page together.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a question, though, because I was thinking about this, Dan, because I want to recognize that we're a little bit maybe unique in that we're in smaller congregations that still have a full-time youth worker, and there are probably a lot of smaller congregations that don't, or maybe they're composed of a couple of different volunteers.
Mm.
So if we're thinking about building off of the success of the summer, how would you approach this? In the reality of like, maybe somebody else was working with students and had some cool things happen over the summer, but now you're the one volunteer that's stepping into the maybe more week-to-week stuff in the ministry. So how do you maybe take off somebody else's success and translate into your own aspect of ministry?
So you just taught, as you transition in, not necessarily like as a volunteer, but maybe you're just brand new to a church and I have no idea.
Could be that too. I mean, just how do we build off this? How do we build off of maybe somebody else's success over the summer as we're working in ministry?
Sure. I think by always just having that perspective or mindset that it's not your kingdom that you're building and working towards. This is God's kingdom. And of course, there's going to be other workers there. And I think, Jordan, even as similar as we are, we both have different styles and ways that we approach ministry. And part of that is just context. Like, there's opportunities available to me that aren't to you, and vice versa. I think you just got to start building that relationship ultimately. And I'm thinking of the youth leader that's transitioned in, that just moved into the church, that doesn't know anybody, that's just clinging to the directory to try and identify people by pictures, right? Trying to remember all of the people's names. If you come into a setting like that, how do you utilize what God has done in the past? I think one way that you could do that, when you weren't even present or not even aware, is to go back into the archives. I would wager that many of our churches hold on to newsletters or bulletins or church council meeting minutes, and to review a little bit of that to see, like, this is what our church has worked on in the past. This is where our people have been. This is kind of the journey that God has brought us into, and here's where we are right now chronologically, in that work. And I think you got to surround yourself with a good team and just move forward. And moving forward comes back to building that relationship with the people that you have. And it's kind of that adage, right? What are you going to do? Are you going to fish, or are you going to cut bait? Well, if you cut bait, you'll be ready to do more fishing. But you're out there to fish, and if you're cutting bait, well, you're not fishing. So what are you going to work on? Well, sometimes you just got to start, and just jump into this. Am I answering this question? I feel like I'm.
Yeah, I just am wrestling with the fact that my lack of fishing knowledge makes me think that I've been thinking of that reference wrong my entire life. Because I was thinking, like, you're fishing, and if you're cutting bait, you're like cutting the hook off the line and leaving, was how I interpreted that. But that's
Oh.
totally not what our podcast is all about, but I'm not a fisher, so that's maybe where that came from. Yeah, I think another overlap for this is kind of what we talked a little bit about last week too, just the humility in recognizing the value that others bring to the table. Like, as a leader, it can be maybe hard because we can get possessive of stuff, right? And we want, like, the success in ministry to come through our efforts. And then if it's like some Joe Schmo's like, "Hey, kids, informal gang night at my house," and then all of a sudden you hear about this thing that led to like six baptisms or professions of faith because Monopoly was so intense. You're just like, "Dang it, Bobby! Like, I was preaching the gospel all year, and Monopoly did it." Whatever. So I think recognizing like the different elements at play, we want to celebrate what God has done through other people as well. You know, maybe some students went on a retreat with a different church in town, and they came back, and God just had a hold of their heart in a new way. Celebrate that. Just be able to rejoice with that student and say, "You know what? I am so glad that God worked in your life through this situation. That's awesome." And you know, if it was even different volunteers within your own congregations, like, "I'm so happy that this person was able to impact your life in such a meaningful way." I think there's something healthy about that. But just want to recognize too that in our smaller congregations, that might be a dynamic that we want to recognize too. Just different people being able to participate in different aspects of ministry. And it is a bummer, you know, like, I can remember my previous congregation, I was gone not too long, and there were some students from the middle school Bible study that got baptized, you know, like, "Hey, we got this." I was like, "Really? Like, 10 years and I don't remember anything like that." So you can feel jealousy, but instead of that, to be able to celebrate and just rejoice what God has done, I think is a huge way of building off the success in the summer. And being able to, just that aspect of celebration too, just because it happened in the past doesn't mean you can't talk about it, right? Like, we can bring it up, we can revisit it and say, "Remember that time?" Like, and reflect, and that can be a really cool thing too.
Well, and to be mindful, like, God has placed you where you are at for a season and for a reason, unintentionally rhyming there, where you have incredible opportunities that are presented to you that are unique from the church that's down the road. I think sometimes our fear gets a little bit in the way here, where we are a little maybe scared of when our kids go off and do stuff with other youth groups because, well, they'll just stay there. They'll make friends and they'll stay there and I'll never see them again. You know, God has placed people in your care and you are the under shepherd of these sheep. And to be grateful for the opportunity you have to be able to serve and be faithful. And being faithful means surrendering the keys to your kingdom and picking up the tools to build God's kingdom. Yeah. So September, I'm looking forward to this year. I really am. I'm very much intrigued into what God is going to do. We've got a couple of kids from the community that through VBS, through friends that are going to start as seventh graders now at our church. So excited to see what that looks like, what open doors are available to us as we prayerfully pursue that. I'm substituting again, shaking my fist at you for that idea, but looking forward to the opportunities that brings as well. Jordan, I'm curious, as I mentioned these things, what are a couple of things that you are looking forward to as you jump into this new school year?
So one thing that I'm kind of excited about is I am having to evaluate a wrinkle that I wasn't anticipating, and that is, do I have a maximum number on my students that I'll bring through the youth leadership team? Because I have potentially so many applicants that are interested in it this year. So that's cool. I'm excited that there's so many students coming up. Some of them are older, but there's a couple of younger ones too. I do say that that's for ages 14 and up, so high school pretty much. But I'm pretty excited for that, to see what's going to happen there. And God's just really been providing some solid students that are capable and doing leadership things. So I'm looking forward to seeing them actively engage in ministry things throughout the year. So that's pretty cool.
We would love to hear from you, different things that you are looking forward to as, I mean, this episode launches. There's one day left of August, but we would still love to hear what sort of things you're looking forward to. So if you would like to interact with us and share just some ideas, some ministry ideas, I know there's some really creative people in our audience. Wondering if that individual has worked through those 40 plus watermelon yet at this point, but we are just really looking forward to seeing how God is going to use you this year, and we'd love to hear about the things that you have planned. So if you would share those on our social pages or email us, or you know, you probably have Jordan's and my phone numbers, and we'd love to hear from you in that regard as well.
And if you don't, you could always drop a message asking for it. We might PM it to you. I don't know. Also, enjoy Labor Day weekend. Hopefully there's a little bit of time for you to have a little chance to rest before everything kicks off. Or maybe you started before then. If that's the case, blessings on you as you start your ministry year. But regardless of when you're kicking off, we pray for all of you that you may go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks for listening to Flyover Ministry. You can find, follow, and give feedback on our Instagram and Facebook pages at Flyover Ministry. You can also get in contact with us on our Gmail account, flyoverministrypodcast@gmail.com. You can find other episodes that we've recorded on iTunes and Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and please feel free to share them with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.